When's the last time you heard a blues song about Picasso?
God gave you life right in the heart of Spain. You came into this world splashing colored drops of rain. You walked right through this century.
That's Ellis Hooks singing lead vocal on his song, Controlling Picasso. It's from his just-released recording, Up Your Mind. Although the 29-year-old singer was born in Alabama and lives in New York, this is his first CD to be released in the United States. Ellis Hooks is in our New York bureau. Thanks a lot for coming by, Ellis.
Thanks for having me.
First things first, how is it that Picasso rates what one reviewer called a muscle shoal strolling soul groove?
Wow, that's pretty heavy.
It is, isn't it? Huh?
It's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
But I wrote the song, actually. I was upstate New York, getting ready to do some camping, and I saw his biography on the biography station, and I was so impressed by it. That's where I came up with the ideal, the way he lived his life, you know, from his art to his women, and that's how this song came into being for me.
Well, he had a blue period, so I can
right.
imagine.
Right. He sure did.
Coming into this century, but all on his blood. Who's controlling the mighty Picasso? Painted all wild.
There's a lot of new songs on this CD. I want to ask you about one of the songs. It's called Man of the Blues. It feels autobiographical, although, of course, your first line and the character in this song is born in Arkansas. You were born in Alabama.
Right. It's definitely about me, you know. Pretty much went through everything this song is talking about. The Man of the Blues is just a guy who pretty much gives up everything. He just struggles so hard to be heard doing his thing, doing, you know, singing what he loves to sing, which is the blues. And he pretty much lives out of a suitcase, and I've done that quite a bit. And he just want to be on the stage. I guess he feels at home there, and I sure do.
Had to leave to find a place to play. Had to move to stay up on that stage. It's a man of blues.
Let's give a little biography. You had 15 brothers and sisters?
Right. My dad died when I was like 10, so that was really hard on my mom. I just don't know how she did it.
Yeah.
She's an amazing woman.
And you worked. You worked in the fields. You picked peas.
Yeah, but that's part of the South, anyways. Probably even now, you'll find a lot of that going on. I think in certain places.
Yeah, you were born in a small town in Alabama. Whereabouts?
Yeah, it was called Bayonet. Between Mobile and, I think, Montgomery, yeah.
Right. So Saturdays and after school, you're working. Sunday,
I'm working.
Sunday, you'd be in church.
Sunday, we'd be in church. And I used to hate working on Saturday because that was my day off. I wanted to play, you know, but you got to do it. And Sunday, you got to go to church, and it's a religious thing down there. Yeah. And in a way, I think it's good for that my mom did that. It kept us out of trouble, you know.
So yeah. What did you hear on the radio when you were 14 years old that changed your life?
My brothers would always listen to, like, the old R&B station down there, you know. I think we only had, like, one or two. I would listen to, like, Jane Brown, Sam Cooke's Otis Redding, and Wilson Pickett. And sometimes I would listen to country music and I would listen to rock, and just all that music influenced me. It changed me. It touched my soul. And I decided that's what I want to do. I want to sing this music.
Maybe I didn't show you the way I really feel. I know you need more from me. You say it all seems surreal.
How old were you when you left home?
I think about 15.
Who taught you how to play guitar?
I taught myself. I don't think I'm really a great guitarist. I'm a better singer. But the more I played the streets here in New York City, the better I became. So, and I did it a lot. I mean, every day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
Rain or shine.
Wow.
Yeah.
You took a bus up from Alabama to New York City? That's where you had to go?
No, I went upstate first. I had odd jobs across, you know, hitchhiking across America. Ended up in upstate New York in the Catskills, working for hotels and whatever job I can get. They call them spot jobs. You know what those are, right?
You pick them up on the spot.
Exactly. That's it. And you hope and you pray to God that they pay you at the end of the day. Yeah. Most time they wouldn't do that.
So.
And I did that for a while, and I worked with horses and stuff, and And I would sing at the clubs, and people say, you got to come to New York City. You got to go to the Village. And I thought the Village was someplace like in between two mountains. I had no idea where it was. So I just got up enough nerve to come here one day.
Yeah, your voice is a real soulful one. I mean, you can hear
Thank you.
Otis Redding in it. Are there right. influences, people you emulate?
I would say Sam Cooke. He's like my idol. And most people don't pick up on that. They always say Otis, and I love that too. And Wilson Pickett. Mm. So, yeah, those cats are like, they're like my super idols.
I've been waiting, seems like forever. Oh, wait, open this heart of mine. I've been praying to anybody listening. Well, somebody give me what I've been missing.
All right, you're playing Central Park, right? You got your guitar case open, and you're sitting right. there, and you're singing. And Diana Ross Rock walks by?
Yeah, she walked by with the most beautiful yellow dress I've ever seen. And she stood there for a while, and I said to her, Miss Ross, my mom will not believe that I just met you. Can I have your autograph? And so she gave me that, and then she sent me to, I think, the Polish Station. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have my stuff together. I didn't have my writing together. I didn't have my songs together, and I just didn't feel like I was ready for this, and so I didn't show up.
Diana Ross arranged studio time for you in New York yeah. to sing, and you didn't show up because you didn't think
up.
You were ready?
I wasn't ready. I'm quite sure of that. Not for that, you know.
Whoa.
And I think it could have been a good thing that I didn't do it, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. 25 years old, and you're giving it up.
Right.
You meet John Tiven, who was responsible. He plays, co-wrote a lot of the songs, plays guitar, produces uh-huh. the CD, works
right.
with Wilson Pickett. But you didn't meet John Tiven as a singer. You met John Tiven as a chaperone.
Yeah. Can I tell a story to you?
Please do.
I used to play a little club in East Village, right? And after I'd take a break, I would just let people come up and play. It didn't matter if they was good or bad. I like to give everybody an opportunity. And this one Mexican girl, she would always come up and sing. And she said to me, you know, tomorrow I have to go see this really big producer, and I feel uncomfortable. Why don't you come with me? So I said, okay, no problem. She was supposed to give him a tape, and she decided to sing. And I was thinking, please don't sing. Just give the tape and let's go. Let's get out of here. Because I hope she don't hear this. She's not the world's best singer. So John stopped her in the middle of the song, and he looked at me. He said, what do you do? And I was totally like caught off guard. I said, I sing. And I was kind of angry that he asked me that, you know, because I wasn't expecting it. And he said, well, sing something then. And I said, okay. And so I sang something, and by the end of the meeting, he says, give me your number. I just totally forgot about it. 3 weeks later, he called me up. And he said, this is John Tiven. I want you to do some backup singing with Don Covey. I said to him, are you joking? Let's be serious here. And it all started from that.
What was the song you sang for him? Do you remember any of the songs on this CD that you actually sang for John first time around?
8 months ago today, I sang that for him, the blues.
You and John Tiven worked up some songs and did some mm-hmm. recordings, and finally you had a release in Great Britain in the United
right,
Kingdom.
Right, with Zane Records.
Undeniable Zane Records.
Right.
Best soul album of the year, according to Time Out magazine. And finally, you get a record out in the United States. Long time
right.
coming, huh?
Long time coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, Evidence Records, yeah. So they gave me a shot. And it's doing great.
It works for me.
Okay.
Ellis Hook, his American debut recording on the Evidence label is called Up Your Mind. Ellis Hook's joined us from our New York bureau. Thanks. Good luck with this.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.